enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Be sure and go to our website. You can click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We always welcome you every single day to the OPT Network. You can reach out and connect with us through our offices located at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302, or simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. Well, I tell you what, after you've got all of our information, we want to celebrate the week. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. And we hope that your school day and your work week is off to an amazing start. You know what? For most kids, it has been, and some employees as well, it's been a short DC work week with that day that everybody had off because of the weather or what we thought would be really, really bad weather. And so we want to remind you, as we always do every single morning, that kids are standing at bus stops this morning. If you're just getting going, give yourself enough time to get out early, because yesterday morning and this morning, there's ice on the car. The temperatures are dropping at night, causing the windshields to freeze over and even the doors to freeze on cars and vehicles. So if you're listening to the radio, you might want to take a moment to go out, get the vehicle started, pour water on so that you can get that ice off. Because I'm going to tell you, there's nothing worse than headed out and you think you're going to just hop in the car and go and it just doesn't happen. So allow enough time for that. And then once you get going, please make sure that you're watching out for our school kids. We see it every single morning as we're driving through cities coming to work.
kids are standing at bus stops. They're having fun. They're talking. They're texting probably and using headphones in a lot of cases. And so we want to make sure that you stay engaged, that you're watching out for them. And then we want to make sure that you're watching out and helping our school bus drivers. And you know what I've noticed a lot lately? There are a lot of women driving school buses. And so kudos to all of you ladies that are getting our kids there safely. Help our school bus drivers and the men as well. Still a lot of men, but a lot of women. At one point, you never really saw women back in the day driving school buses when we were growing up. There was maybe one or two. But now lots more women caring for our kids and getting them to school via school buses. So help our school bus drivers by staying engaged and make sure you give them enough room to stop and go and pick up our kids. And then if you're driving through those school zones, we want to encourage you. Sometimes, I kid you not, when we are driving in the morning, we see people that you can't even see their brake lights. They don't even stop through those school zones, don't even slow down, because they're trying to get where they've got to go. And so we implore you, give yourself enough time so that you can slow down through those school zones. Help our crossing guards, help our resource officers to get our kids into school safely. Just fruit for thought. And then this morning, we want to remind you about the South Traffic Circle. Too many accidents we're seeing on a daily basis, multiple accidents. And I know people are saying, well, Carlette, that is a lot. It really isn't that much. It's just some things that we have to be conscious about, and we've got to stay off those mobile devices as we're traveling in the morning. It takes just a split second for an accident to happen. So these are things that we want to remind you about. We want you to look ahead. Remember, we talked about looking ahead and assessing everything. Make sure in the morning that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. Well, it's Friday. It's January 18th, and I don't know about you, but it has been an incredible week. We're glad to be wrapping it up. We have got lots to talk about this morning. We want you to stay on point, and we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have lots more.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living, and I would like to say thank you to Carla Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your work day and your school day started, it's 7:47. Today is Friday, January 18th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all your home, auto, and life insurance. Let me tell you, Rosa has got an incredible team, and they're always on point and ready to take your phone calls. And what I love about it, whether you get Rosa or another member of her staff, they're all prepared to answer any and all questions that you may have about your insurance needs. And you can do that by simply picking up the phone and dialing 318-487-1881. And if there happens to be something that they can't help you with, they're happy to make an appointment, bring you in, and help you to understand what it is that you need to make sure that you have the insurance that suits yours and your family's needs. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. Hixson is in Alexandria, D.C., Leesville, and Monroe. And listen, if you are in the market for a new vehicle, D.C., there is no better place to shop than at any of the Hixson dealerships.
Absolutely. Hixson Automotive Group is the official automobile dealership for the OPT Network.
Absolutely. And you know what? We have purchased cars at Hixson, and let me tell you something. It is an experience like no other. And we have been in and around the car industry, the car business, for a long, long time. There is a warm, welcoming environment and atmosphere when you walk into any of the Hixson dealerships, and the salesmen are just absolutely phenomenal. So if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, you can either visit those locations in Alexandria, Leesville, or Monroe, or you can go on their website and just kind of take a look, see what they've got by logging on to www.hixsonhasit.com. Now, I tell you what, I woke up this morning and I had to shake myself loose just a little bit. Although it's Friday, DC, I had to shake myself loose and
yes, shake myself loose, get going this morning. I'm sipping on my green tea this morning, and thanks to one of my sister friends, I've got lots of varieties of green tea. And this morning, I've got green tea with a hint of orange in it. And it's really, for me, it's really cold outside. I'm very cold by nature. And I often wonder why I'm always cold and D.C. is always hot. And for most people, I don't know, D.C., you know, some like it hot. For most people, you know, I think that's the case where it's hard to get those temperatures adjusted. And so every single morning, I like to just sip on my green tea. It soothes my throat. And, you know, as the cold and flu season has been running rampant, a lot of people are trying to come down with it. And I was one of those people in our house, kind of D.C. had a little head cold. And then my throat started getting scratchy, but I started treating with those over-the-counter medicines and feeling so much better. And so this morning, just want to remind you, if you're feeling like you're coming down with something, get started on it early. There's nothing worse than feeling bad, especially when it's cold. And so switching gears just a little bit this morning, D.C., New Orleans is getting ready for an amazing time, something they're calling Super Bowl plus Mardi Gras. They're calling it Super Gras. And so New Orleans is bracing for record crowds. And we were saying during the break, isn't it something that the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras are actually on a collision course, that they are actually going to come together, and they're calling it getting ready for, you know, one of the biggest parties that the city has ever seen. And so it is super exciting for us to have the Super Bowl in our state. And that's going to be happening on February 3rd. The Super Bowl is going to be happening on the 3rd. And then Mardi Gras falls 9 days later, which is going to be on the 12th. And so really, really excited for the city of New Orleans, especially with all that they've gone through in the past few years. And already they're saying that the city's hotels are more than 90% occupied, you know, weeks before the big game. And so we are still on the countdown to see who's going to be in the Super Bowl, who's going to take it all, who's going to go all the way. And so there are more games this weekend. And I know that we're getting ready. New Orleans is getting ready. And I think it's going to be an incredible time. You know, a lot of people are going to go to New Orleans, D.C., that are not going to go to the game just to hang out. And we know from living there that there is an incredible energy that surrounds the city anytime you've got big events like that going on.
Absolutely.
So what do you think? I mean, what do you think it's going to feel like in New Orleans? Beyonce is going to be, she's going to be the halftime act for the Super Bowl. It's going to be just a big deal. Celebrities from all over, plus Mardi Gras.
Yes, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be a hot time. And I know a lot of people are saying that they're just going down to the city just to be a part of the atmosphere and the energy that's going to be happening down in New Orleans. They said, you know what, the bakeries are overrun. People are ordering king cakes, and they're doing all they can do just to keep up with the orders. And so, I mean, it's just a phenomenal time for the state.
Absolutely. And it's good to see New Orleans having mm-hmm. that type of weekend, you know, with all that they've had to deal with since Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see them come back and have that type of economic impact
mm-hmm.
is really, really going to be great for the city.
Absolutely. And that's what they're saying. They're talking about the economic impact for the city and, you know, all of the recovery that the city had to go through after Katrina.
Right.
And probably to some degree still going through.
Right, because New Orleans still hadn't reached, gotten back to where it was before that storm.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Dome has undergone more than $336 million, D.C., in renovations,
right,
including new suites, concession stands, bathrooms, new electrical and video audio systems. All seats were cleaned and replaced. And the club lounges got new windows with views from downtown. So they have really done a lot to make the Super Bowl more vibrant and alive as well.
Absolutely.
And so New Orleans was a big part of our life, and so for a long time, and we know that we still have a lot of New Orleanians that have become implants into not only Alexandria, but a lot of the surrounding areas that we cover. And it's just good to see New Orleans get back to some of its vigor. And I think the Super Bowl is going to add a lot to that.
Absolutely.
So, y'all, it's the weekend. You know what? A lot of playoff games coming up, headed to February 3rd. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. Do you have any favorites, D.C., for the Super Bowl? Who you think is going to?
I think really the way that San Francisco is playing right now, it's just going to be hard to beat them.
You think they're going to be hard to beat?
They're going to be hard to beat.
You don't think the Patriots will be able to?
They may be able to. I just don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the Patriots will get past the team they're playing next. I mean, Ray Lewis may take them out.
You know, people are saying it's sort of unlikely. The Ravens are kind of like the unsung, you know.
Absolutely. But they, you know, that's how, when they won the Super Bowl the last time, that's how it was. I mean, they very well may beat them.
Absolutely.
That's anybody's game right there.
It is anybody's game. But you know what? It's a lot of good games coming up this weekend leading up to the Super Bowl. So we're super excited about that. Can't wait to see that halftime show. I know it's going to be amazing.
Oh, yes.
You can only just let your imagination go with what Beyonce is going to do, right?
Absolutely.
So lots to look forward to. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we've got more right after this.
It really turns me on. Oh, oh, girl, you are my lover.
Tonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's just a minute after 8 o'clock. It's Friday, January 18th, and this segment is sponsored by Terra Home. Listen, I say it every single morning, but if you have not been into Terra Home, what are you waiting for? If you're looking for a special gift, I mean something extraordinary, something just different, and or, you know, you want to just buy something for somebody that's really special in your life. And, you know, men like to say all the time, how do you get the woman who has everything something? Well, you go to Terra Home. And if you're looking for that special gift, Jennifer and her team are going to help you to choose it. They're going to help you to put it together. And I guarantee you, I wear my Camellia bracelet every single day, get compliments on it every single day. It's really full. I've got room for maybe just a couple of other charms, but that's just one of the things that they have. I also have the beautiful charm necklace, which is also just a beautiful, beautiful thing that any lady would love to have. Well, they have just got so many extraordinary things, and they've got different things, even things that like candles, like you can get anywhere. Well, she's got just unique candles. If you just want to get something for somebody that you don't want to spend too much, but you just want them to have something special, well, Terra Home is where you should start. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, and I guarantee you it is worth the drive. It's worth the drive just to go in and see the beautiful displays. Every single holiday and every single season, she just creates magical displays that are just worth going in just to see those. Also want to remind you about St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. They absolutely take care of this community with state-of-the-art technology. And I like to remind my sister friends about their mammograms. Yes, I'm going to stay on you. I hear you saying, I still haven't made it there yet. Well, what are you waiting for? Walk into a beautiful spa-esque environment. Have your mammogram done. And if you're saying, I just never have time, well, schedule yourself an hour to have a massage or have a mani and a pedi. And just go in and take care of yourself. But first, start by having a mammogram. If you're 40 years old or older, whether you have insurance or not, they've got free mammograms available. If you are uninsured or underinsured, let me say that. And all you've got to do for more information on how to get that done is phone 318-487-1122. I want to thank our friends at McDonald's of Alexandria. We visit a McDonald's every single day, especially in the morning for breakfast. They do an incredibly wonderful job. And I want to say my girl Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her team. Yesterday, I took the time to have a mani and a pedi. And I always meet incredible people everywhere I go. Sharon, good morning. I hope you're listening. Thank you, if you are, for joining the OPT Network for the very first time. And Sharon asked me in the nail salon, she said, who does your hair? Well, I said, my girl Nora Clayton does my hair. And she asked me, she said, is that your hair? I said, honey, this is a weave. I said, she is the weavologist of all weavologists. If you are looking for a weave that looks absolutely incredible, Nora Clayton has got it going on. But first, DC, before you get an incredible weave, you got to get incredible hair. And you get the incredible, yes. You get the incredible hair from Selah Beauty Supply.
Selah Beauty Supply.
And that means to think about it. To contemplate it. Well, Sharon, I gave you the wrong number for Nora Clayton, so let me just give you her number. Her number is 318-442-7204. 318-442-7204. I love talking about the people who do great works in our community, people who are business owners who absolutely do great business. I love to brag on them. We love to go in their shops and to support them and their businesses. And every time that we can, we're going into our sponsors and we're buying hair, we're getting services, whatever it is that we need. We use those people.
Absolutely. We're going down to Tanya's taxes, getting our taxes done in funky Louisiana.
You know what, DC? I hate to think it is tax time already.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
And if you're in and around the Bunky area, on Evergreen Highway. Y'all know what Tanja's is.
Absolutely. And you know what? Tanja's is growing and growing and growing since she started. And it's just incredible to see all of these businesses, D.C., that are just... And listen, Nora's business has just gone through the roof.
Absolutely.
At B Unique Hair Salon.
Let's not forget about Davis One Stop.
Thesha!
The Hollywood! Hollywood in the house! Hollywood's not up yet, though.
She's not up yet?
Yeah, we're speaking to a dreamer.
We're speaking to a dreamer.
She's dreaming.
She's dreaming. Well, you know what? She works really hard.
Yeah, she does.
And everybody doesn't get up so early. But you know what? Thesha Davis is one of those incredible people that, you know, I love her story, DC, because she absolutely revived the store in Cheneyville that had just turned to absolute junk.
Yeah, she and her husband, they took that store.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it now, you think it was always there.
Absolutely.
Because it's so vibrant in the community.
Absolutely. Isn't that something, how you can take something that is seemingly dead and revive it?
Absolutely.
And so there are all sorts of incredible people. Can't leave Darlene St. Romain out.
D-Ling.
Yeah, and the list goes on and on and on with our sponsors, and we're just grateful for those people who stand with us to do what we do, to make information, empowerment, encouragement, to make all of those things possible on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Our undying gratitude goes to all of those people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Switching gears, DC, the thing that people are talking about this morning the most, everybody's talking about, is the Lance Armstrong interview on OWN. Well, I tell you guys, I don't watch television, but I did watch the Lance Armstrong interview. It has been highly touted, highly talked about, highly anticipated. And this morning, all of the pundits are, it's a two-part interview, of course, and so the second half of the interview will be seen this evening. And people are making their judgments about Lance Armstrong, about what he did, why he did, when he did it, and talking about whether or not he was, quote unquote, contrite enough. In other words, was he sorry enough? And so DC and I were talking about that this morning, and I guess I just see it from a different perspective. It was absolutely wrong, doping. And he answered with an affirmative yes or no answer on many of the things that Oprah asked him. She said, I want you to just respond with a yes or no. And he said that he had literally been doping and had been doping the whole time. And so I was asking you, DC, about what you thought about that, and how you felt about that he was literally cheating the whole time. And you said what?
I mean, he never did anything really without the dope.
right,
without using, you know. And then it I mean, I enjoyed the interview.
I did too.
Because I didn't think that he would say, you know, he didn't think that he would be able to win it. I mean, they say, well, do you think you would have been able to win the Tour de France seven times?
Seven times.
And I thought he would say, well, I kind of knew he would say.
Did you think he would say no?
Yeah, I thought he would say no, because basically everybody's saying it's virtually impossible to win the thing twice. But when they asked him if he think he could have won it at all without doping, I mean, I thought he would have said at least, well, I probably could have won it too.
Right.
Nah, man, that part kind of.
Now, what did shock me. It did shock me too, and his candor and his honesty shocked me. And a lot of people are saying, well, he wasn't contrite enough, that he still exuded this sort of arrogance that he had the whole time. I didn't really get that. Did you get that?
I didn't really get that. And I think I think the reason why he was so arrogant about it probably is because of the elaborate way that he was doping. You know, it was almost impossible to catch him doping because they were changing his whole, all of his blood was being taken out and new blood was being put in.
And believe it or not, he said that was not all that elaborate. It does sound elaborate, but he said that there were people in other countries like Germany that had even more elaborate doping schemes than that.
Man, that's amazing how people come up with stuff. But that, to me, that was beyond my imagination. I mean, I never would have been able to just think, oh, okay, let's just take all the blood out of you now and put all new blood, go take a blood test, and it's all new blood.
And there's just virtually no way. There's just no way to catch it.
Absolutely. That's going a long, and I guess it's so much money at stake until that really isn't that elaborate. If that was to probably cost you $25,000 to do that, where you're making millions, you know, you could kind of see how it's really worth the investment.
You know, people said, and I keep going back to the word contrite, because I think the pundits are, and the, a lot of the sportscasters, a lot of people that have followed him, a lot of people who have believed that he was doping all along are really angry, and rightfully so. But what I saw, DC, was something very different. I saw, let me say this, because a lot of kids who follow sports and who follow Live Strong and wear the yellow bracelets and who love Lance Armstrong and believed that he was an iconic figure in cycling are really having to come to terms with the fact that he had cheated all along. And so I began to say to myself, what do you tell your children about someone who has cheated? And what does he tell his children about cheating?
The truth.
Wow. The truth is absolutely right. You know, but we tell our kids that cheating is wrong. We make that a mantra. We make that because cheating is lying. You can't lie without cheating, and you can't cheat without lying. They go hand in hand. But beyond that, for me, watching it, because we have been talking about truth and dealing with truth a lot on this show, I felt like he must have felt unshackled because he had been carrying these lies for years. And the thing about lies, that if you have ever been in a situation, DC and I have said this for years and years and years, the mind is a powerful tool. So whatever you tell the mind, even if it's a lie, if you tell it long enough, guess what happens? Yeah, you start to believe it. And I believe he started to believe his own hype. And he talked about it. And I think that this is a really, really important conversation, whether you're a Lance Armstrong fan or a sports fan or whether you watch cycling or not. For me, it was bigger. It was bigger than the sport. It was bigger than Lance Armstrong. For me, it was about needing the adulation of the people and loving the adulation of the people so much, DC, that he was willing to do anything for that.
Absolutely. He wanted to win at all costs.
At all costs, at any and all costs. But it was about, DC, the adulation of the people. It was
all the money.
Well, and it could be a combination of both.
Right.
You know, he had a $75 million.
A lot of money.
Yeah, it was a lot of money at stake.
And that was just that the $75 million is just what he lost when they found out. But he had gained. You know, you got to realize he had been doing this for years and being successful for many, many years old.
Mm-hmm.
So he had, I mean, he had earned enough money for a lifetime. You know, probably after the third one.
But you know what I saw? I saw an addict, DC. I saw somebody that had lied and cheated to get what he wanted and had been doping and had told himself that there was nothing wrong with it, probably because others had done it.
Right.
And I saw a very sick man that had become so narcissistic, that had become so self-absorbed and so self-righteous that, you know, people are saying, you know, everybody was lying but him. When people came out on him, he started suing these people knowing that he was lying.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, that's what you got to do. I mean, that's what he had.
But when you're an addict,
that's what his lawyers
isn't, but isn't that addict behavior?
You know, and it was self-righteous. And I thought when he said that, you know, now that you've gotten caught, you know, because a lot of times you see people, they get caught doing stuff and then here they come. They become advocates. I thought he was real genuine in saying that, you know, I don't think I have the right to try to start cleaning the sport up now.
Absolutely.
You know, I've gotten caught. But he said that if somebody comes and asks me to help clean it up, I, you know, because, you know, some people, once they get caught, you know, okay, now that's just another mantra for them.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'll pick this up.
Right.
And I'll make more money helping to clean it up and going against the people who are now still in it doing it, you know. So, you know, I think it's just one of those bad old deals where, you know, when he was being arrogant and obnoxious about it, he really just thought there's no way that y'all can catch me.
Right.
You know, and y'all are never going to know I did it. And so he was acting in that vein of basically saying, I've never doped.
Right.
And you can't prove that I've doped. So I'm going to act like a person who's never doped.
Right. Bottom line.
Yeah. You know, because you don't know that I've doped. You're saying I doped. You're saying I did a bunch of stuff, but you can't prove it.
But you can't prove it.
So I have to go along and act like I've never doped. So, you know, how do you act like a person who has never doped? You say that you've never doped and you do what people who don't dope do.
Right. And so what I saw, I really saw, and I understood it personally because we are on the road to recovery.
Yes.
And what I saw, as I saw a lot of addict behavior, he was the most important person in the world.
Well, yes.
Yeah. You know, none of the other people that he hurt or that got hurt in the whole doping scandal got hurt, but he was always about self-preservation. And again, addict behavior. And he said something that really led me to believe that maybe he is in or on the road to recovering. He said, I'm going to try to make amends the best way that I can.
Right.
And, you know, people, I think people by nature.
Give some of the money back.
And he might. I guess my heart just goes out to him because what I was thinking is just like every other person that makes a mistake, you know, that there's probably a lot more depth to him. And he just made a lot of bad decisions.
And people make bad decisions every day. It's
just every day.
The world, you know, the world knows about his mistake.
Right. And when you fall from such heights, it's always challenging to pick yourself up, to pick your life up, and to get moving. But you know, I think that this is just an interesting conversation to have with your kids, because as our kids are becoming more and more athletic, there are always those things out there to catch them. You're on point, everybody. It's Friday. It's 19 minutes after 8. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companions serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary. Listen, all you've got to go by Jeremy Clary just to see all he's got. I mean, he's got boosts. He can give you direct. He can give you satellite. Boost is really just boosting your cell phone so that it doesn't drop out, especially if you're a person who uses your mobile device in the vehicle, or if you are a nurse and you're traveling to different cities taking care of people and you always get a drop off in certain areas. Well, Boost can help that so that you can still receive your emails, your phone calls, your messages, etc. And plus what he does is he helps you to save on bundling any packages or just getting you what you need. If you're in the country in those rural areas and you want to get the channels that you want to get or you want to get high speed internet, no worries. He can handle it. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action. We're going to be talking about that program. We're going to be talking about how you can get your business up and off the ground. We're going to give you some really, really common sense, good information, good ways to get started if this is your heart's desire in 2013 to get your business going, or if your business is already going and you need some help, Diversity in Action is going to be able to answer those questions and help you with that. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is in Avoyelles Parish. And I can tell you personally that there is no one more committed to helping his community than Kyle Wolf, not only with insurance, but just being a part of the Avoyelles Parish community. But for all of your home, auto, life, and banking needs, Kyle Wolf is your point person in Avoyelles Parish. His number is 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Now, I tell you, we talk about accidents in the traffic circle every single day. I just want to scream out of my window. Hopefully, after people are okay, well, you got to get your vehicle fixed. And since you've got to get it fixed, you might as well take it to Ray Hyde. There is nobody that I have seen that talks about body work, talks about the technology that has come about in body work, is investing the money in state-of-the-art technology like Lynn and Ray Hyde. They're at Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. They do expert work. So if you're in need, phone Ray Hyde and his team. They'll make sure it gets fixed and that it'll get fixed right. Now, changing gears just a little bit, DC, you know, in the last segment, we were talking about the Lance Armstrong interview, and I know that people are going to fall on whatever side of the coin that they fall on, even if people care. But if you are a sports fan and you have followed all of the scandal, and you probably may have ignored it, well, the thing that really struck me the most was, can we trust our own instincts? And do the people that surround us, that are in our inner circle, do we allow them to influence us to do things that we know maybe we shouldn't be doing? And I'm not saying that he didn't do what he did of his own free will and that he made those decisions, but I'm talking about trusting your instincts. And scientists say that 90% of the time, if you trust your own instincts, both your instinct and your intellect, to figure out decisions and to go through the decision-making process, if you trust that, DC, that instinct, 90% of the time, you will be right. And a lot of times, what will happen, DC, is we will allow people to influence us when your instinct, a lot of people say, something told me, my gut. It was telling you to do something completely opposite, and you will let people that you feel are more learned, you'll let people who you feel have more authority, you will let those people influence your own instinctive knowing, that knowing within, to make you make a decision that you know you should have made the other way.
Right.
And so we were talking about that, and we've been talking about that a lot. And the science behind it, the psychologist behind the study call it instinct, but we really call it being spirit-led. And you were saying, and one of our prayers has been that we would be perfected in the way that we are led by, whether you want to call it your instinct, your gut, the Holy Spirit, but to really be led by that. And who knew that there were studies that said that 90% of the time, DC, 90% of the time, that instinct is right.
And I would go a little bit farther saying 100% of the time when I follow the Holy Ghost, always, always right.
Always right. And you know what? Even in those.
It's just that when I stray away from that, that's when I lose.
You know, and your percent, when you stray away from it, your percent goes way, way down, doesn't it?
Bad.
And so one of the things that we've been talking about personally is those small decisions, being led, using those instincts in those really small things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can miss it in those really small things.
Absolutely. And that is, it goes back to, I think, a conversation we were having maybe about a week ago, where we have to be very careful about who and whom we're getting information from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know and you've gotten information from, you instinctively know, however it is that you know, you instinctively know, and I like to call it this right here. If I've gotten some information from the prophet, why do I want to go get some different information from the junior prophet?
But don't we do it all the time?
We do it all the time. Somebody comes around and tells us, oh, yeah, that's not how you do that. You should do it like this.
Right.
This is what I did, or this is what worked for me. But you know how it should work for you, and you still change it.
What do you think that is? Do you think that that is just
insecurity? When you're secure in knowing that you know, it doesn't matter what anybody says. You know, now, I'm not saying don't take good godly counsel. You know, because a lot of times we could be absolutely wrong. But when you've been seeking a thing and God has spoke to you about the thing, nobody has to tell me after that. The preacher, the elder, once God has spoken it to me, I don't need any. You know, what I'm looking for at that point is maybe looking for some kind of confirmation. Or, you know, but I shouldn't even need that. When I know in my knower that this is what it is, I'm the type of person now, and I've grown this kind of wisdom. I don't need to know anymore. I don't have to ask anybody else anymore. I'm done with that.
And
as a matter of fact, once I think it like that, I'll go ahead and do it. And if it's wrong, it's just wrong. But if I believe God told it to me, you can wrap it up.
And I think that you're right on point. I think it's a lot about insecurity. And a lot of us have been so insecure that we're afraid to trust that instinct or whatever that particular person calls it. You become so afraid of trusting it that you would rather trust someone else than to trust that inward witness.
Right.
And so,
and people have absolutely no problem telling you what to do, because at that point,
and they love to tell you what to do.
Well, they think they know.
Right.
They think they know what's best for your situation. Sometimes they do. You know, a lot of times, and that is what makes it so complex and makes it such a hard issue to tackle.
Right.
To tackle. But when you know the voice of God, it doesn't matter who tells you whatever. You know, when he's spoken something to you, it just doesn't. And that, you know what? That brings us back to what Pastor Greg was saying last week. It's godly wisdom. Godly wisdom, when you know, basically when it just doesn't even make sense in the natural.
Right.
Sometimes you may be getting something that makes absolutely no sense in the natural to you and to anybody else that you're dealing with, but godly wisdom gets you ahead.
That's powerful. You're absolutely right. And sometimes, and I believe that this is a conversation for people this morning, DC, that are saying, you know what, you're right on point. That's right where I am. You know, sometimes God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. They absolutely don't make sense. But, you know, it's sad that scientists have to do these studies for sometimes for people to understand what the Bible has said more than 2,000 years ago. But when the scientists say it, it seems to give it a little bit more validity. And I think that that is, again, you know, not trusting. And so if that is you this morning and you're saying, you know what, I am getting in my gut. I am getting in my gut to do this thing, and it just absolutely makes no sense. Sometimes the things that we get, like, you know, who knew that, you know, if you walked around the walls, if you walked around seven times, that the walls were going to fall down. You know what I'm saying? It just, in the natural, some of these things just don't make sense.
And it really, probably to the scientists, because they are really anti-spiritual. To them, you know, they're doing these studies, and they don't believe it's God. They don't believe it's the Holy Ghost.
No.
Because they're, you know, they believe some sort of way it's scientific.
Exactly.
It's hard having that type of intellectual capacity to really believe God, because you believe in that you're that smart.
Right.
You know, scientists just believe that they're that smart. And it's a wonder to them that it works like, and that's why they call it instinct versus the Holy Ghost.
Exactly.
They don't want to call it the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
They'd rather say instinct.
And then they use all of this scientific data, and they go back and do all these studies.
About what the Bible had already said.
About what the Bible has already said. And that is funny. And so this morning, we want to encourage you that, you know what? Trust your instinct. Trust your gut. If you call it You know, if you call it an inward witness, if you call it the Holy Ghost, even if you call it an instinct, some people say something told me.
Something told me I shouldn't have went that way.
Something told me I shouldn't have went that way. Trust your instincts on this Friday morning. It's 8:40, y'all. It's the weekend, baby.
LaTanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. LaTanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. LaTanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Also, the Evolves Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Evolves Parish, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling on Highway 71, north or south, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team always finding ways, not only in business to give back to the community, but always finding incredible ways to give back to the community. The number to phone for healthcare services is in Bunkie is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. And we thank McDonald's of Pineville for helping us to be the change that we want to see. In building a community that's really D.C. a lot smarter, a lot wiser,
yes.
and a community that is willing up to open up their mind to the possibilities. And, you know, as we were talking about instincts, this is what I want to share with people about instincts. Oftentimes we allow people, our family, our friends, people in business, in our business environment, to influence our decisions. And we are in no way intimating that you don't take suggestions from other people or that you don't listen to other people. But at some point, we've all got to become a little bit more secure in making our own decisions. And I have seen people, DC, that it takes absolutely nothing to change their mind. And I'll give you a case in point. I was in the beauty salon getting a mani and a pedi yesterday, and I did something very different. I usually get a very soft, very natural color on my nails. I get something called bubble bath, or it's just a really, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. It's real soft, real nude, real natural. Barely looks like you're wearing anything. And I get that on my nails and toes, and have been probably for the last, terrible to say, many, 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 many years. Never get color, because color started to make my nail beds, because I wear my natural nails, started making my nail beds turn yellow. And so we've got a special event coming up this weekend, and I decided to do a little bit, well, something way different, way, way different. And so I have what is tantamount or equivalent to an eggplant color on my nails and on my toes. And it's a really, really dark color for me. And so because the people who do my nails know that this is something different for me, the person that was doing my toes, because he put them on my toes first, said, "Is it okay? What do you think?" And I said, "Oh, it's dark." I wasn't, thinking it would be that dark. And so a lady sitting next to me said, "Now, you know that don't look good on her. That don't look good." Yeah, she just said, that don't look good. She said, "Your skin color is just too light. That doesn't look good." And he looked at me and he said, "Do you want me to take it off?" And I said, "No, it's fine." My point is this, and I'm not suggesting that she did anything wrong. She was just giving her opinion. And we really like opinions when they go our way. But when they don't go our way, are we more apt to change our minds? Are we that indecisive? Now, I had made the decision when I chose the polish that I was going to go outside of the box for me and do something very, very different. But would my perception of how it looked be marred or changed by someone else's opinion? And I said, "It's fine. I like it." And I'm looking at it right now, and I absolutely love it. My point, DC, is that people are not always going, and this is something really simple, really elementary, really basic. Who cares about your nail polish color? Well, I'm just making a point that you can take small things or large things. And if you're really not okay with yourself, if you're really not secure with yourself, people will get into your head, DC, just that quickly and just that easily and make you doubt yourself. Now, if someone could make you doubt yourself on something so simple that didn't matter one iota about what color nail polish you were wearing, what could somebody get in your head about an issue or a matter that was really, really critically important? And I really feel a stillness. I really feel a stillness in the energy, in the atmosphere, that people are saying, "You know what? That's absolutely on point. I do that. I have become so indecisive that I allow people to change my mind, even about those small things." And so this morning, I would hope that you begin to ponder your instincts, whatever you call it for yourself, that you begin to ponder that inner voice that speaks to you and that knows everything about everything. And begin to trust that. and begin to trust yourself. Don't allow yourself to be so insecure that if somebody says that's an ugly outfit, that you go home and you retool. If you feel good about yourself and about what you have chosen, do not allow others. It's okay to take their advice. It's okay to take their suggestions, but know yourself. And when you know yourself, you will be on the path to creating great decisions and trusting your own instincts as opposed to someone else's. It's Friday. It's 8:50 and you're on point.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Feels good.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's the weekend, baby. And I tell you what, it's going to be a long weekend. A lot of people are counting down the end of the day. It's going to be a long weekend for kids. For those federal employees, it's going to be a long weekend. And I'm telling you, it's a lot of people that's grooving to the beat right now saying, oh, yeah, it's the weekend, baby. I tell you one thing. As we wrap up this morning, I hope that you trust your instincts. You know what? Other people's ideas about who you are and what you should do, what you could do, what you need to do, should not change your instinct, should not change how you're led. When you truly understand who you are and you truly understand how to be led, you won't allow others' perceptions about you change your mind. And you know what? It's just great fruit for thought, because all too often we allow people to get into our psyches and to change our mind, you see. And you know what? Those are things we just want to talk about. We've got some great things coming up next week, and we're going to let you know. We've got some great shows booked. And we want to encourage you, as you are spending, many of you, the long weekend, to think about some of the conversations that we've had. Not allow yourself to be distracted. If you have been distracted, pick yourself up. Get back on the horse. It doesn't matter what it was. And you know what? More than anything, trust yourself. If you don't trust yourself, how can you ever trust anyone else? And if you have had this relationship, this self-relationship of allowing others to choose what is better for you, then stop it. Put a stop to it today. But you know what? In order to stop it, you got to recognize that you do it. You got to recognize that you're so indecisive that it's hard for you to make a decision. And the only way you do that is to identify that you have that issue. When you identify it and you look at it, you can conquer it, you can confront it, and you can make the change for yourself that you want to be in, becoming more decisive, trusting yourself, and becoming more secure about the decisions that you make. And you know what? Sometimes you might make a bad decision, and it's just part of the process. And, you know, I was asking DC during the break, I said, do you think that at the beginning of the day, something told Lance Armstrong, you know what, I probably shouldn't start this doping? Did something say to him, you know how at the end of something bad, you always say, something told me. What are you saying? DC said something told him he wasn't going to win if he didn't dope. You know what? You got to just, well, let me just say this about instinct, too. Your instinct is never going to lead you into anything that is wrong, illegal, or immoral. So just know that. Just trust that. Y'all, it's the weekend. It's going to be a long weekend. It's going to be great weather. We wish you a happy, sunny Friday, a great weekend. We hope that you, in your balls or whatever you're going to be doing this weekend, a lot of Mardi Gras balls are happening in central Louisiana. We want you to have a great time. Be safe. Whether you're going to be fishing, we want you to be safe. Whatever you decide to do on this long weekend, we want you to be safe. And we want you to consider volunteering. Volunteering. It's all about volunteering in the community. And that's what people want you to consider during this MLK holiday. Volunteerism. Hey, y'all, it's been a great week. We hope that you have had a great week. And if you haven't, just shake yourself loose and get started today. We want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on this Friday morning. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe long holiday weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Monday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7.